Welcome aboard, folks. Here we go for another Saturday evening here in the great state of Colorado. And welcome aboard to Your Voice Counts on Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, this is real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. It's my pleasure to be on RBN, as it is every week, to get the truth out. And I just want folks to understand that the reason I do this, and I'll get into it in a minute, but first of all, I got a little business to take care of. And I know we already got a caller on the line, and we will be taking Bart's call, the first call at 33 minutes past the hour. Then we'll open the line up to everybody. And to call in, of course, everybody's got the number. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you'd be interested in calling in about this show and giving your comments or anything you'd like to talk about pertaining to our guest or the show. Now, you know, RBN has a pledge drive going, and it is very important that everybody, you know, do their part that supports this great radio station, RBN. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org and, you know, send them a few bucks, $5, $10, $20, whatever you can afford. And let's get this pledge drive where keep this radio station going and keep it on top as it is right now. It's one of the best, in my view, the best station on the Internet or on radio, and let's keep it that way. And so please donate. And, of course, you can go to the archives for $1.33 a month. You can get all the archives from all the great hosts and their guests. You can listen to them. And for $1.33 a month, that's about as good a bargain as you're going to get anywhere. So please remember to do that. And I want to thank Manny, our producer, today. When I first got on RBN, I had the pleasure of Manny being the producer on the Liberty Hour, and I appreciate Manny, you know, sticking with RBN and sticking with Your Voice Counts. It means a whole lot to me, and I certainly appreciate it. And I do want to let people know that about my book, of course, What I Saw That Day, Israel's June 8, 1967 Holocaust of U.S. servicemen aboard the USS Liberty and its aftermath. This is a very important book, and all people, all Americans should read it. Now, you can order this book. Go to 888-698-8706, 888-698-8706. If you'll mention you heard this announcement on RBN, I'm sure you're going to get a discount. So, folks, please do that, and remember that RBN with this pledge drive is very, very important to keep this network as strong and valuable as it is. I also want to never forget a beautiful, beautiful woman named Kat up in Minnesota that does the introduction song. A very kind, wonderful woman. With a great heart, a great voice, and a person that cares about America. And I want to thank you again, Kat, for your beautiful voice and all you've done for the USS Liberty. Not only me, but the survivors. I believe I hear the music coming on. I think I do. Yes, here we're going to go to a break. So, folks, hang on. A little bit more business, then we'll get to our special, special guest. Thank you. God bless America. We'll be right back.
Are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the Battle Rifle All-Purpose Carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. Brack fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's 1 Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel Chapter 1's customers. Why? Because 1 Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, 1 Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get 1 Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
The time has finally come for the story to be told that should have been listened to a long time ago.
Welcome back. Here we go to Your Voice Counts again in the beautiful state of Colorado. And I hope everything is wonderful and great where you're at this time and that you are brave. Yes. Yes, here we go. I also wanted to make sure that everybody remembers our brave men and women serving overseas.
Hello?
Now, yes. Have we got a problem? I hope not. Is everything okay? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll bring Tony up. Just one second. I have to do just a little bit more business here. And then I'll bring you right up, Tony. I'm sorry. I just have to get this done. The reason I do this show is because of the attack on our ship 45 years ago, June the 8th, 1967, by the government of Israel, when they slaughtered 34 Americans aboard our ship, the USS Liberty, in cold-blooded murder. And they got by with it then, and they're getting by with it now. The government then that covered it up is still the government of today that is covering it up. And we do not need any more cover-ups. We need the truth to come out. In my view, if the USS Liberty, the truth about the USS Liberty would come out, America would be a better place, and we wouldn't be fighting these wars for Israel. We just left Iraq in shambles, 5,000 American lives dead, don't telling how many Iraqis were killed. All for what? To leave a country destroyed in civil war and in chaos. Here we are in Afghanistan. I fear that the same thing is going to happen there. And then the drums are beating for war in Iran. You know, here we got Romney and Santorum and Newt, neocon Newt, banging the drums for, you know, bomb, bomb, bomb Iran. Well, listen, Iran has, is a sovereign country, and I just hope that cooler heads prevail. But I want to get into our guest, our special guest, Tony. And Tony is a very interesting fellow. He graduated from the University of South Carolina in 1964. He never did receive a draft notice or anything like that, but he joined. He joined, and he earned a commission in the United States Navy as an officer's candidate school in Newport, Rhode Island. And he had a dream sheet that he wanted to, you know, get to the West Coast on a carrier. And instead of being assigned to a DER out of Newport, so it was Operation Deep Freeze off the Atlantic. And as soon as he saw the ship, he wanted to volunteer and go to the Marine Corps and be a ground pounder and fight in Vietnam. And thankfully, that request was denied. So, you know, he had a little problem with motion sickness, and I call it seasickness. And, you know, I had the same problem. Every time I went to sea, I was sick for 7 or 8 days. And if you've ever been seasick, it's something that I'm telling you, you never want to get, because it will really get to you. But I always got over it. But every time I went back to sea, I was sick for at least seven days anyway. But anyway, he ended up on the USS Oriskany, CVA 34, one of the last carriers built before or after World War II. But we'll get into that more with Tony. And Tony is Tony Shapiro, and he's got a book out. And we're going to talk about that too. And I could go in, you know, in more detail to Tony's bio, but first I just want to get right to Tony and get him on air. I know he's got a lot to say, and he's got a book out too. We'll talk about that. So, Tony, welcome aboard. Your voice counts.
Thank you very much for having me, Phil.
You're welcome, sir. Go ahead, and you know, what is one of the reasons you wanted to come on? Your voice counts.
Well, when I look at the United States today, it's let me take a step back. If you go back to Athens during the age of Pericles, it was a democracy. Women and slaves obviously could not vote. But Pericles, whether it was take Athens to war, build a building, or whatever, he had the people vote. It was a true democracy. The United States has never been a democracy. We've been a republic, which means you and I, theoretically, at least up until maybe the last 40 years or so, went to the polls. We voted for a representative to go to Congress and represent our interest and the interest of the states in which we resided, the interest of the United States. That no longer exists. Now we go to the polls and we vote for someone who, actually, you wonder, are we voting for someone who is a member of Congress or a member of the Israeli Knesset? Because they don't represent our interest anymore or the interest of America. So that's one of the reasons I'd like to be on the show and kind of further discuss that after maybe discussing the book and the Oriskany fire.
Absolutely. And I know, Tony, you were on the Oriskany with Senator John McCain. We'll get into that, McCain and other things, just a little bit. I do want to thank you for your service to the United States of America and becoming an officer in the United States Navy. Very honored respectful position. And I see here that you were selected to be a lieutenant only after 3 years out of OCS, and that is, you know, going up from ensign and up to lieutenant in 3 years is a pretty darn nice review of what type of sailor you were, what type of officer you were, and I'm sure you respected by your men, and I mean, I'm sure you respected the men that followed your orders.
Certainly did.
Well, I'm glad. There's not many officers. I've met a few that were kind of snooty, but most of them were pretty good guys, and I respected them very, very much. But with that being said, I do have to go and just do one more piece of business here. I want everybody to understand that, you know, you can go and you can listen to the archives, as I said before, and you can also go to, this is John Gadusko's site, but by the way, he was aboard the USS Liberty just before it got attacked, and he got off the ship, thank God, because he might have lost his life in the CT spaces where 25 men were blown to bits by an Israeli torpedo bought and paid for by the government of the United States. But anyway, John's site is tiny, tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. And I bet if you go to that site and want to sign up and get John's newsletter, he sends out a wonderful newsletter every day and lets people know what's going on in the world. And especially with the USS Liberty, that's his main goal. And I think he tries to keep it to that. And I don't blame him for that. I thank you very much, John, for your service to this country also. And also, if you want to get up to the date news, just instantly go to ushijack.com, ushijack.com, run by James Morris, and you'll find out a whole lot of things that you haven't heard on the so-called mainstream media. Now, Tony, first I want to get to what's going on with these elections. And with Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, of course, my favorite.
And is he mine?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a man of very few words, but a man that has it square on the head. Let's get out of these wars. Let's bring our troops home. Let's pay off our debt and bring America back to the greatness it had. And let's not be hated around the world by everybody because of our passionate attachment with Israel. Now, I want to get to Newt Gingrich first. Newt Gingrich, as you know, is being supported by a very, very wealthy casino owner in Las Vegas.
That's where Adelson, that's where those millions of dollars are coming from.
Yes, sir. And what is your thought about that? And you know, Adelson has no gripes about telling the world and everybody that will listen that he's a pure Zionist. And the state of Israel comes before anything, including the United States. Now, what are your views on Newt taking orders from a Zionist living here in the United States, reaping the benefits and billions of dollars that this man has been lucky enough, or however you want to say it, come by his fortune? What do you say about that, Tony?
Well, let me preface it by saying, all Jews are not Zionists, and all Zionists are not Jews. Joe Biden is the vice president of the United States. I believe he's Catholic, and he has stood up and said, hey, you don't have to be Jewish to be a Zionist. I'm a Zionist, as per Joe Biden.
I remember that.
Pardon?
I remember that.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess I can almost quote from Oprah, not that I'm a fan or even watch Oprah, but, yeah, I remember her saying it's no one takes advantage of you without your permission. So if you're a Zionist and your loyalty is to Israel, well, okay. But if you're Newt Gingrich or you're Romney, why is your allegiance to Israel? If you remember, Cynthia McKinney is the, well, she's no longer in office. She was a Democratic U.S. representative from the state of Georgia. And she raised the issue and complaint after she, I guess, was beat in the election, was that the Democratic National Committee was basically forcing all of its members, anybody seeking for election or re-election as a Democrat,
here comes
being
the
asked
music
to sign
here
come, a...
Tony, here comes the music. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll be right back, and I'll get you right back on air. And when the music comes in, I hate to cut people off, but we got to get these, you know, important commercials done. So, folks, we'll be right back with our very, very special guest, Tony. And hang on, folks. God bless you. God bless America.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go with Tony again, our special guest from the great state of North Carolina. And I wanted to, I was thinking during the break, Tony, what you said, that all Zionists are not Jews and all Jews are not Zionists. And I do believe that. But where I do have a small problem is that when it comes down to supporting the United States of America or supporting a foreign government, 99%, and this is just my view, 99% of the Jews in America support the Zionist state of Israel, even though they're not Zionists. So I don't know if you agree with me or not, but that is,
probably so. And it's, I guess I look at the members of AIPAC and most of the members of our own United States Congress as traitors that kind of need to pack up and move to Israel, fortunately. And I look at Israel as a country, and it's, I guess to a certain degree, there's a certain level of admiration. Here's a country that looks after its own interests. You know what? Nothing wrong with that. What's incomprehensible is how the United States of America sacrifices its own interest in welfare for the benefit of another state, whether that state be Israel, Ireland, Italy, or whatever it might be. That's kind of dumb and stupid. That makes no sense whatsoever. You know, getting back to Newt Gingrich, when I look at him, and it's like, well, if I'm elected, I'm going to bomb Iran, and I'm going to name John Bolton as my Secretary of State. Well, Bolton was the ambassador to the United States, and Israel bragged about how, well, he was our ambassador because he looked after our interests. It's like, what's wrong with this country? What happened? How did we get off the tracks? It's like I say, we're not a republic anymore. The republic has been killed, unfortunately, because nobody we vote for that we send into Congress looks after the interest of America anymore. And that's crazy.
It is crazy, and you made a very valid point about Bolton. He was a recess appointment by George Bush, And, you know, I never really could get this guy. He's a hawk, a warmonger, and he goes on Fox News. When he comes on, I feel like just turning the TV off because I dislike this guy and his views and about why Israel should start a war with Iran. But also we have Newt Gingrich that says that he would like to have John McCain, the senator, as his Secretary of State. Now, can you believe Bolton being not Secretary of State, but Secretary of Defense?
Well, McCain, unfortunately, and I don't know how true that is because there's disputing stories. McCain was a hot dog. I never met McCain. He came aboard the Oriskany in 67. I had already left it. And he was pretty much a hot dog pilot, darn near at the end of his graduating class at Annapolis, which means he would never have qualified for Annapolis, probably not any other college, had his father and grandfather not been admirals. That's an automatic appointment. He had crashed some five Navy planes before the Forrestal fire, and from what I understand, he wet-started his A-4 plane, which caused a F-4 Phantom behind him to shoot off a rocket which hit his plane, which started the fire which killed 134. Now, there are some that dispute that he was the cause of the fire, others that do blame him. But the fact is, he is the only one that was immediately taken off the Forrestal and transported to the Oriskany. So there are an awful lot of people that continue to blame him. I respect that he served. I respect that he was a POW for quite a few number of years, but I didn't vote for him. I actually voted for Obama. McCain scared the heck out of me. It's like, gosh, a vote for him is let's go to war with Iran tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Which is nonsense. Iran is a country that has not attacked anybody in the last 200 or 300 years. In Farsi, this is where I get upset with the American media. In Farsi, and he is an idiot, the president of Iran, who he couldn't order a policeman to arrest anybody on the street. But in Farsi, which is the language of Iran, he actually said that the leadership of Israel should be wiped off the face of the earth. Every media in the United States reports it as being, well, he said Israel. He didn't say Israel. He said the leadership of Israel. Big difference. It's like this Andrew Adler who recently down in Atlanta proposed that Netanyahu order the Mossad to assassinate Obama. Well, I'm on the Internet every day. I haven't read that in MSN, haven't read that in Yahoo, haven't heard it on the American news. To the credit of the Israeli, I can't pronounce it correctly, Haaretz, however you pronounce that.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I give them credit. They're very honest. If I want to know what's going on here, I got to read what the Israeli newspapers report.
Well, you brought such a good point up about Obama and this Adler from the Atlanta Jewish Times that went out and blatantly called for the Mossad or Israel to assassinate the president of the United States. Now, you know, I don't care what people think about Obama or if they like him or dislike him, but he is the president of the United States of America. And I'm offended, extremely offended, that the Secret Service hasn't put this guy...
I should have been in prison immediately.
Absolutely, and they should be waterboarding the guy right now.
Yep.
As far as I'm concerned, and he's not in jail because he's a Jew.
Yeah.
And I say that with not malice, but it's just the truth. Now, if you and I said that, Tony,
we'd be in prison and we'd be on our way to Cuba.
Absolutely. We'll be right back, folks. Hey, hang in there. Interesting show. Thank you, Tony. You're a great guest. Thank you, Manny. We'll be right back, folks. And remember the sponsors. Remember the sponsors. They keep the show going.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go again. We got about a 17-minute run here, and I just wanted to get this out right quick. I've been going onto Facebook and sending out messages and correspondence to all the ships that I can find in the Middle East, warning them of a false flag attack by the government of Israel. The reason I do this is I don't want my fellow Americans, sailors, Marines alike, to be turned into hamburger as my fellow shipmates were aboard the USS Liberty. So if you're like-minded like me, get online. Send these people aboard these ships, the USS Abraham Lincoln, the USS the other carrier over there, my mind's so full of stuff. But anyway, you can get it online and, send them a message that, beware of a false flag operation. There's no more lives that should be lost for the government of Israel. And I wanted to also say, Tony, we do have callers on the line, and I want to take them, and I know that they want to talk to you and get some words out. And this show is actually pretty short. I've got to get you on again. Well, we will get your book in, and do you mind taking a few questions from our guests?
No problem. Let me just quickly put out a name. It's very important. The reason you and I are talking is because when the fire started aboard the Oriskany, I wasn't going to get up. I had just turned over in my bunk. Ron Tardillo, pilot who had the bunk beneath mine, shook me, quote, unquote, "Tony, it's really bad. You have to get up." He's responsible for saving my life. Unfortunately, he is one of the 44 who lost his life at the age of 23. So there's not a day I don't think of Ron and all 44 who died, but I did want to get his name out to your listeners.
You know, that is a very, very heartwarming story to say this man saved your life, and he did, and then he perished. But that is the tradition of the American spirit and the American soul. And that's why I say if you care about America, you get a hold of these ships in the Middle East and don't let them do what they did to the USS Liberty. That's one of the reasons I do this radio show. We got to protect each other, folks. We can't let our government, our bought and paid for Zionist government, dictate what they're doing to us now. And it's going to take people like you and me, Tony, and the rest of us and, to try to get this turned around. So respectfully, the 44 men that died aboard that ship, they died heroically, and but heroically or not, they're dead. And
yeah,
it's a very, very good
thing. We would have lost the ship had it not been for the brave actions of all officers and sailors. I will mention, if I may, the title of my book is The Dream Warrior, a Vietnam War Veteran's Memoir. Anyone who saw the ending of Private Ryan in the movie where he stands and wonders, did I earn it? It details the fire and challenges of life afterwards, dealing with PTSD, and a lot of questions, did I earn it? If I went down to Bolivia and stood in front of Ron Tardillo's grave, could I look at him and say, geez, Ron, was it worth it? Have I done something meaningful in the last 45 years? Anybody who has served in war, who has lost friends and is questioning, well, why did I live and why did they die? They'll probably find the book to be a good read.
Well, absolutely. And I will absolutely get the book, and we'll get it up. And I'll get it up on every website I can. And,
appreciate it. But, yeah, I'll take questions.
Okay, yes. I want to bring on Bart from Maryland, a great supporter of the USS Liberty, American Free Press, and this great radio station, RBN, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, because you can handle the truth. How you doing, Bart?
How you doing, Phil?
I'm doing good, sir. I can kind of barely hear you, Bart. Speak up just a little bit.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
A little bit better. Please go ahead, Bart.
Well, I asked Tony, you were on the Oreskany, and you said that, you know, this thing about McCain doing what allegedly what he started that fire. Did you actually, you say some of the crew members said this is what happened?
If you do a Google search, John McCain, USS Forrestal fire. There's conflicting reports as to whether or not he had started the fire, or let me rephrase that, whether or not he was responsible for the fire aboard the Forrestal. The fire aboard the Oriskany started officially at 7:28 in the morning. Sailors were unloading the magnesium flares from the planes from the night before. We were on a 7:30 a.m., 7:30 p.m. Twice a day we were launching planes. Sailor had dropped the flare. It started to burn. Unfortunately, he kicked it into a flare locker in the hangar bay with hundreds more flares. Fire started in the hangar bay, and it went forward all through officers' country. So McCain was on the Forrestal in 67. I was aboard the Oriskany in 1966. The sad thing about the Oriskany fire is we were supposed to have been relieved by the Coral Sea. She had dropped a screw, so we were extended. We were supposed to have been in Sasebo, Japan on R&R. I guess there was a basic theme of my memoir, does a man have but one destiny? It's sad destiny that we were on the line and caught fire that day. Does that answer your question, Bart?
I just wonder, there's no definite proof that McCain was really directly involved in this thing. Let me say this. I mean, I have no love for John McCain because of the POW situation, because in 1991 and 1992, he was responsible for shutting down the POW hearings in the Senate. This is very, very well documented, and it's a very sore subject with me because I had a member of my family who was a POW in World War II, who only lived 4 years after the war, and then I had a friend who was a survivor of the Bataan Death March, and he was written up in a book about it, and also I knew a sergeant who was on a corregidor who was nothing but a ghost afterwards.
Yeah.
And what these men go through, you know, it's awful, and you know, my heart goes out to them, and it makes me very angry when I you know what he has done, you know.
Right.
And
if you do the Google search, there are some entries from sailors that claim to have been aboard the Forrestal who defend McCain, who say no, you know, he may have wet-started his plane, but that was not the cause of the fire.
Uh-huh.
There's contrasting, I guess, you know, conflicting comments about that. The fact is, he was rushed off the ship and sent to the Oriskany immediately during the fire. Was he at blame? Was he at fault? Some people blame him. A lot of people do not.
Yeah.
It's just a tragic accident. It cost the lives of 134 aboard the Forrestal, unfortunately.
Right, yeah, I know. But I would like to say one other thing, Tony. I know that he has been involved in the cover-up of the Liberty in a lot of ways.
Yeah, his father, the Admiral. Yeah, his father was the Admiral that got involved in that, unfortunately.
Yeah, but he's also involved in it, too. I mean, you know, they're both tarred with the same stick.
Well, unfortunately.
Well, thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks, Bart. Thanks for calling in, and we'll see you next week, no doubt. Here we come up with we had one person drop, it looks like. So I guess we're going to go to Mike in South Carolina.
Bill, Tony.
Hey, I'm a Gamecock. I may live in North Carolina. I'm a Jersey boy, but I'm a South Carolina graduate. And it's okay if you're a Clemson fan.
We can replace you with just about anything, man.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your service and your contributions and your sacrifices. And our group salutes all the brave men and women who do protect America and the true life of what it stands for. I'm going to give you some information, Phil and Tony. I want to give you a little bit more accuracy to what you're saying, and that is Armadimarod said in his Farsi language. He doesn't speak English. He had to have it interpreted. But he did not say that the Israel should be, the leadership of Israel should be blown off this earth. What he said was they will eventually disappear in time. That's
you're correct. I stand corrected.
And there's a very, very, and there's a reason why I say that, Tony. It needs to be done exactly like that because they've done nothing to anybody for the last 200 years. And they are not asking for trouble. Israel is making trouble for them. I'm also going to give you some more information. Biden is not Catholic. He pretends to be like all of them do. The way they come into the system is that they pretend to be something they're really not. He's not Catholic. He's Jewish. He's born Jewish because we have they come in the back door, pretend to be something. When they get elected, then they start pointing all their friends. It's just like Obama is Jewish and people don't know it. Biden, Pelosi, Reid, Sotomayor, they're all Jewish, and people don't know it. This information is well hidden in the synagogues. You need to look very carefully at your research, but the lineage of Jews, it comes from the mother, not the father. If you look at that, you'll find out, through some research, that every president since Roosevelt, with the exception of Reagan, has been Jewish.
Interesting.
Clinton, Bush, they're all Jewish, except Reagan. You're going to be looking very carefully at what they do. When they come in, they start appointing all their friends through the back door, patting them on the back, and next thing you know, you've been had. So there's their little secret, open and honest. And if you look very carefully, you'll look at a lot of your governors and your lieutenant governors and also your attorney generals of all the states. You'll find that they're all mixed up in this thing. It's one great big melting pot. And here's what we need to do. We need to get Israel out of America, return America to the responsible place it used to be. The world looks at America for leadership. We have no leadership. We have nothing but a kangaroo court up there. You can't get justice anymore because it's too protected. That's pretty much what I've got to say.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I happen to agree with part of that. I don't know all of the ins and outs, but I do know that what he said about Ahmadinejad, that wasn't his intention to say that he was going to wipe Israel off the map, and he's correctly stated that. And but in the mainstream media, that's all you hear, that they want the government of Israel wiped off the map.
Now, right, and that's the lie, which unfortunately we learned a lesson from Joseph Goebbels and the Nazis. Tell a big enough lie and tell it often enough, and people believe it. That's what's happened to America, unfortunately.
Absolutely. They lie when the truth would sound better. And I have to make one correction. I said Gingrich, was going to appoint McCain. It's Romney, not Gingrich.
Right.
So I've got so many things going through my head. Of course, I'm human. I make mistakes, but I'm glad I got it corrected.
All their advisors, if you look at Romney, Bloomberg Business Week had an interesting article. I wish I had saved it. And if you look at all the advisors, foreign affairs advisors of both Santorum, Romney, and Newt, they're all Zionists. They're the same people that lied us into war with Iraq and Afghanistan. Ridiculous.
Absolutely. And look at is the world a better place? I know after 9/11, everybody had a lot of sympathy in their heart, but most of it was hate. And when Americans hate, they want blood. Now, in 1967, if America would have known that what Israel and the United States did to a ship they left for a ally, supposed ally, to slaughter and murder 294 Americans on the high seas in international waters, where do you think this world would be at today? I think it would be in a better place. So the truth of the USS Liberty is the key, in my view. Again, I'll say this again, the key to getting the truth out. Now,
Unfortunately, if you look at the 60-plus years of existence of Israel, they're not now and never have been an ally. I wish I could remember the names. It just is something that stuck in my mind. It goes back quite a few years ago. It might be in the 50s or 60s. I don't remember exactly, and I don't remember the two involved. But there was a member of the Congress stood up and said, Israel is our only friend and ally in the Middle East. Another member of Congress stood up and retorted, before they were our friend and ally, we had no enemies in the Middle East. And, we claim to be their friend and ally. I don't read anything where Israel claims to be our friend and ally. And that's not even a criticism of them. They look after their own interests. When are we going to start looking after our own interests?
We should look after our own interests just like they do theirs. And, let them live their lives, and we'll live ours. We'd be much better off. But, there's one thing I'm going to say, but then I'm going to bring up another guest or another call-in, is that, we've had just devastation and floods and hurricanes and tornadoes and everything. And here we go in Alabama, a town completely almost leveled. It looks like a war zone. I mean, it's just terrible, and my heart goes out to these people. But, nobody around the world has sent a nickel to us to help these people. Now, we give $3.2 billion to Israel every year, plus all the military hardware they steal or all the secrets they steal and sell them to China. I haven't heard of Israel sending a dime over here to help these people, not a nickel.
No, after
and nobody
Katrina,
else around the world.
Yeah, after Katrina, they came and got their usual billions of dollars. I'm not so much critical of them. I'm just critical of our stupidity. It's why do we allow that to happen? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It is. Good question. And I believe we got James on line two. Is James still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Phil. Thanks for taking my call. It's good to come on air with a friend of mine who's been on my email list for a long time. I've never actually heard his voice or talk with him, but I know he's one of those dreaded dank Gamecocks that has handed UCLA a loss the last couple of years.
James Morris.
Congratulations to you, by the way. Those are wonderful victories in the College World Series. Hey, Tony, it's good to have you on air. The thing is, Tony and I go back all the way to the Cindy Sheehan situation.
Right.
I think that's where we first met. We were both on our email list, weren't we, Tony? Going back.
Yeah, I felt so bad when she lost her son in Iraq that I actually sent her, her email address was listed. I sent her a note of condolences, and that's how I ended up as a member of the band.
That's it. And the thing is, what's so ironic about that is I was good friends with her, as you know, and then when she asked me to send that email to ABC's Nightline program on her behalf, which I did, she was like rushing out the door in Northern California one day to get to some event in Southern California. I guess I got to wait for the commercial to come back.
Well, listen, guys, actually, we're going to go to a break. And, hey, listen, James, I want you to do me a favor. Put Tony's book up on your site, if you would, please. And let's try to get some books sold. USHijack.com. Would you do that for me?
All right, so when you come back for the break.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Well, the time has finally come for the story. Welcome back, folks. Here we go. We got about 3-4 minutes left here, but I wanted to make sure again that everybody knows about the pledge drive at RBN is got going on right now. And if you would, go to RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and show them your support and how much you like this network and keep it on the air. And thank God that that SOPA was defeated thanks to Google and WikiLeaks. The Internet will remain free for a bit longer. And, James, my request to you was I wanted to get Tony's book up on ushijack.com. Will you do that for me?
No problem. And let me just be brief here because I know you're closing out the show and we're coming right to the end here. First of all, Tony's been a good friend. Like I said, going back to the Cindy Sheehan situation when I'd sent that email, the Nightline, where she'd said that we were fighting wars for Israel and for the PNAC neocons. And then once she got famous, that email was on this bulletin board, and it came out, and she lied about it after the Zionist pressure came her way, and I kind of lost respect for her, even though I sympathize with her losing her son, like Tony had said. I just wanted to touch on some things quickly. John Bolton was a member of the, it still is, associated with the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, JINSA. Again, that's a JINSA crowd, which Colin Powell had written in his book, was in control of the Pentagon. They pushed us in all these wars for Israel. They can't wait to get us into Iran next. With regard to the aircraft carriers, Phil, I saw those posts of yours at Facebook, and I just noticed that two of the Facebook postings, one for the John C. Stennis, another one for the Carl Vincent, had actually taken down your post, which is incredible to me. But the Abraham Lincoln and the USS Enterprise have kept it up, fortunately. And as we know, the Abraham Lincoln just crossed into the Persian Gulf recently, so it's very important for your post to remain up there. And lastly, if we talk about Ahmadinejad and what he said, that's completely correct what was conveyed here on the show. He never threatened to wipe Israel out, as the Zionist media here and the Zionists in America want to portray to have us go to war with Iran to set the stage for it. He had basically said that if the Israel continues to treat the Palestinians in the way that it has, that regime will be wiped from the pages of history, kind of like the Soviet Union disappeared from history, but Russia is still there. And you can go to tinyurl.com/Bachman called out, and you can see the YouTube that talks about that. Just listen to all the YouTubes playing. And finally, thank you to American Free Press for the excellent article that they just had come out with Phil and I mentioned with the USS Liberty cover-up. And you can go to tinyurl.com/AFP USS Liberty to find that. And good to have Tony on the show, and I'll hand it back to you, Phil.
All right, thanks, James. I appreciate it. And be sure to get that book up. And Tony.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll send James a copy of the press release that you've got.
Okay, I appreciate that. And Tony, I want to get you back on the show, but I'll let you close it out with your thoughts about the mess we're in America and how we're going to solve it. And I know that's a tough question, but where do we start, Tony?
Well, Americans need to start standing up for Americans. We need to understand, when you look back at John F. Kennedy, when he was inaugurated, quotation from John F. Kennedy, "We will never negotiate out of fear. We will never fear to negotiate." Why would we not sit down with countries like Iran? Of course, Vito Corleone in The Godfather said it even better. Keep your friends close. Keep your enemies even closer. When Americans go to the polls, they really kind of need to think twice. Are we still voting in a republic, or are we voting for members of the Israeli Knesset? Again, I have Jewish friends, hope to always have Jewish friends. But the Zionists in this country, maybe they all need to just kind of immigrate to Israel. They're traitors to America, and Americans need to understand that.
I completely agree with you on that. And, what is so heartbreaking is the mess we got ourselves in Iraq, and all the soldiers and sailors and Marines that came back in coffins, and for what? We're gone, and they're in civil war. Folks, we'll see you next week. Tony, I want you.
Thanks again for having me, Phil.
Tony, please come back on the air with me again.
Be glad to.
Please.
Be glad to.
Okay. Thanks, folks. Thank you, Manny. God bless America. Thank RBN, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, because you can.